Manganese has recently turned up in private wells near Madison. Bacteria contamination prompted boil orders in rural northeastern Wisconsin this spring. In an attempt to assure drinkable water, some homeowners buy carbon or reverse osmosis filters. But filters don't work on all contaminants. And the State Department of Health and Family Services is taking part in a 6-state study aimed at testing filtered well water. Linda Knobeloch is directing the study, which is funded by the National Center for Disease Control and Prevention.
They'd like to understand more about, you know, who is using those, why they use them, why they buy the particular filter that they have, whether they've bought the appropriate filter for the contaminant they're trying to remove, whether they're maintaining the filter, and then whether the filter is actually working to remove the contaminant.
Knobeloch says filters range in price from inexpensive faucet fittings to whole house setups that can cost several thousand dollars. Study participants will get a free water test and be asked to fill out a questionnaire. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.